Country Pop FM.
Almanac time. Good morning. Welcome back to the Almanac. I know you missed it. 3 days without it. You probably were going into convulsions.
I'm going to go online and catch up.
Got the shakes.
No, you don't have to. Okay.
Did I miss anything?
Brittany did just fine.
I know she would.
Oh, thanks.
She did more work. She did more work on one episode of the Almanac than you do in a full month.
Ooh.
Let's just put it that way.
Wow.
Today is Tuesday, April 25th. The 115th.
Yeah.
The 115th day of the year. 250 left. We're gonna go back to 1590 on this date. 1590. The Sultan of Morocco launched his successful attack to capture Timbuktu.
Wow.
So he actually wanted to go to Timbuktu.
Not many people, you know, you try to avoid Timbuktu. Yeah. He battled for it.
Although it's a lot better than Timbuktu3.
Oh, Timbuktu3 is bad.
1684, patent granted for the thimble. 1684, thimble.
Did you know that they're getting rid of the thimble in the Monopoly game?
Yeah, I know. That's too bad. It's dumb.
It's dumb.
I liked it.
That was really, that and the iron is really the only usable, you could actually use them.
Right.
For, you could actually use the pieces for what they are representing. You could, if your finger's small enough, you can use the thimble. You can iron like little doll
Barbie
clothes.
Barbie doll clothes and Ken doll shirts.
1792, the guillotine, or in France, the guillotine. First used to execute highwayman Nicholas J. Pelletier.
Highwayman?
Yeah. And so they must have left that verse out.
Evidently, yeah, I mean...
There's no verse about killing somebody with a guillotine. 1792. In 1901, New York became the first state to require license plates for cars, and they charged a fee for those license plates, $1. A $1 fee in 1901. I just got mine in the mail for my new truck.
A little more than a dollar.
A little more than a dollar. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
I went from a 10-year-old vehicle... At some point in time, it gets down to like $35 if it's like an old vehicle, 10, and then you get a new one, and it's
closer to $350.
Let's just say it's 10 times that.
Yeah.
1928, Buddy was the first seeing eye dog. He made his debut on this date. It's amazing what those service animals can do.
For sure.
They are amazing.
So smart.
And Buddy was the first ever seeing eye dog. 1959, St. Lawrence Seaway opened to traffic. Well, you just can't understand the effect that the St. Lawrence Seaway had on getting products and goods to market.
Oh, for sure.
Connecting the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean, the shipping through the Great Lakes across Upper New York. They no longer had to take the long way around. St. Lawrence Seaway opened on this date.
Huge.
1959. 1962, the Hulk made its debut. The Incredible Hulk. David and or Bruce Banner and the Hulk. The Incredible Hulk. Hulk Smash. Debuted on newsstands on this day. He's one of my favorite characters of all time.
I remember the early days of the Hulk comic book for sure.
And without the Hulk, we never would have really gotten to know Lou Ferrigno.
Correct.
He would have just kind of remained as a, kind of just a nondescript bodybuilder.
Right.
Wouldn't have become the star that he did. 1962. 1971, I knew it best as East Pakistan. Bangladesh was established on this day, 1971. When I was growing up, we had a globe at our house, but it was a pre-1970 globe. It still said East Pakistan.
Sure.
So I learned the countries of the world, and this might even have been before East and West Berlin and East and West Germany, I think, too. I don't think Germany had been split up yet. It was an old, old globe. So then when I got to school, we started learning about these things. I didn't know what Bangladesh was.
Right.
I called it East Pakistan. I stood in the corner because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Embarrassing.
I argued with the teacher. No, it's East Pakistan. I've got a globe at home. 1971. Big, big days. 1980. Let's go to the news.
This is the core of the tragedy. First impressions might suggest that this is simply the wreckage of the giant C-130 transport plane. But this is the entire rotor assembly of one of the American helicopters that were involved in the rescue attempt. It was parked over here, and it was when it took off on a mistaken bearing that it sliced into the Hercules plane.
Ouch, it was called Operation Eagle Claw, as President Jimmy Carter ordered the mission to try and rescue the Iranian hostages the Americans held in Tehran. It was a commando mission. Now, I don't want to be critical of the Jimmy Carter administration, but they had mechanical problems on three of the eight helicopters involved.
How does that happen?
I mean, you know, there are bus garages out there. They send out hundreds of buses to go get kids. They don't have three of them break down.
Not on the same day.
How did three of these high-tech helicopters... It was doomed to fail. It was not well planned.
Nope.
Again, during the evacuation, a helicopter and the transport plane collided. Eight servicemen were killed. The mission aimed at freeing the American hostages, of course, who had been in captivity since November 4th, 1979. Definitely a black eye on, the Carter administration.
There were several. That was one of them.
And Jimmy Carter says to this day that that event really hurt him in the election. 1983, proving that he wasn't just a communist hardliner and he was a big ol' softy at heart. Soviet leader Yuri Andropov invited Samantha Smith. She's a U.S. cool girl who wrote a letter to the Soviet leader. I believe she originally sent it to Leonid Brezhnev, but he died.
Yeah.
So Andropov ended up getting the letter, and he inherited this whole thing, and he invited her over to Soviet Union.
Come on by.
She went over there. And she was expressing her fears about nuclear war. That was back in 83, 85. For the first time in 40 years, they actually put Smokey Bear into hibernation for an arson PSA. Smokey Bear was too warm and fuzzy for arson, apparently, back in 85. 1995, goodbye, Ginger Rogers.
I guess it would look kind of funny if we denied the marriage now, wouldn't it?
I don't know what to do.
I don't either.
Word is either.
All right. The word is either. No use squabbling. That'll get neither of us any place.
The word is neither.
Fred Astaire, things Ginger Rogers, as you can probably tell, they're going to then move into the song, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Yeah.
Leading into that, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, Ginger Rogers, 83.
Did I read somewhere that they didn't get along that well?
You may have. I mean, it wouldn't be the first one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first people that had to perform together that didn't get along very well.
Look it up.
Ginger Rogers died at the age of 83. That was in 1995, 2007.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
As long as there's a Halloween in the history of the human race, this song will be around. Bobby Boris Pickett, one-hit wonder, passed away on this date. He had leukemia. He was 69, 2007, when he passed away. 2009, we lost B. Arthur, Golden Girls.
How am I supposed to study for my French final with a 14-year-old in the house? It's hard enough with an 80-year-old.
Are you referring to me?
Of course not, Ma. I'm referring to Cary Grant. He's living in the broom closet.
Her sarcasm. I could listen to these all day. Let's listen to one more.
George, we thought you might like to join us for dinner. George,
I get the feeling, Dorothy, that you might be a little mad at me. Why is that?
How about stopping by New Year's Eve with three naked women, throwing up in the pool, passing out in the punch bowl, and relieving yourself in the linen closet?
That would do it. B. Arthur celebrating, or would have been celebrating, eventually somewhere on the almanac, but this was the date that she passed away. Lived to be 86. She was Maud. Mm-hmm. And then there's Maud, Lady Godiva. Move on to the birthdays now. I really want to say birthdays, so why not? Let's get into the birthdays here. Al Pacino.
Antonio Montana. And you? What you call yourself?
Where'd you learn to speak the English, Tony?
In a school. And my father, he was from the United States. Yeah, just like you, you know.
There he is Tony Montana, Scarface, just one of the many iconic roles that Al Pacino has had in his career.
He was really good at that role.
He was, he did so many good things. Godfather, Any Given Sunday. I like him in Devil's Advocate, where he's the devil.
Yeah.
With Keanu Reeves, and they run a law firm. Al Pacino, 77, has had a nice career.
Yes, he has. Dog Day Afternoon was another really good one.
He's one of the, and was, I believe he has stepped down, if I'm not mistaken. I don't watch the show anymore, but I think he's retired as a judge from Dancing with the Stars, Len Goodman.
This routine was full of everything I don't like. The coat, the jumping off the stage, the sliding, you standing there just shaking your wobbly bits.
David. Shaking wobbly bits, one of the dancers. He didn't like that. I'm okay with it.
I usually don't say no.
Len Goodman, 73 today. He was the old one in the middle. And why are the best judges on those shows always the British judges?
I don't know.
Right? Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
You had Piers Morgan, who was the most entertaining judge on America's Got Talent. And then Len Goodman here on Dancing with the Stars. They do. And they've got different terms. And it's just kind of funny the way they say things. So he's 73 today.
If you change your mind,
take a chance on the first in line.
1/4 of ABBA, happy birthday. We get to do this 4 times a year.
I love it.
Take a chance. One of the guys singing harmony there, doing the downbeat. Bjorn Ulvaeus. From Sweden, from ABBA, he and Benny and Bjorn, great songwriters. They've written musicals and movies. He's 72 today. Happy birthday to him. Stu Cook is 72 as well. He was the bass guitarist for Creedence Clearwater Revival, and then he got Creedence Clearwater Revisited going. And just like so many other rockers, eventually made his move into country music for the group.
Southern Pacific, right, I would correct. Tell you.
I knew there was a gleam in your eye. I knew that. I knew that you knew that. He was part of Southern Pacific. 72, much like Chris Hillman, moving on to the Desert Rose Band or Black Hawk when they were the Outlaws and they became country later. A lot of those guys.
It has happened.
There is precedent. Stu Cook, 72 today. Happy birthday to him. Why she's calling his name, because she knows where he is. He's in the ring. It's in the middle of the arena. She's calling him like she can't find Rocky.
I thought he couldn't find her.
Well, his eyes were swollen shut.
Yeah.
He was all swollen because he took a number of shots from the King of Sting, Apollo Creed. He was the master of disaster, the King of Sting.
Apollo Creed.
Talia Shire, 71 today. She was Adrian in the Rocky movie. She was also one of the Corleone kids in the Godfather series. Okay. I can't remember her name, though. What was her first name? 71. Hank Azaria, 53 today. Great voices. Does a lot of the Simpsons voices. He does Moe, Chief Wiggum. He does Apu. He does the scientist guy.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat. I show you the coral reef. We have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great.
He'll also show you his big flotation device. There he is in Along Came Polly.
Oh, sure.
Along Came Polly. He was the scuba instructor that Deborah Messing then messed up her marriage with.
Right.
To, what's his name, Ben Stiller. And then that opened the door for Jennifer Aniston in Along Came Polly. That is Hank Azaria. He's got a new show called Brockmire. It's about a play-by-play guy, a baseball play-by-play guy who was in the majors, caught his wife cheating, had a breakdown on the air, said all this stuff, moved out of the country for 10 years, and now he's back working in minor league baseball. It's pretty good.
I got to see this.
I binge-watched the first 4 episodes yesterday afternoon, and it's pretty good.
What's it called?
It's raunchy. There's no doubt about that. It's called Brockmire.
What channel or where do you get that?
It's on IFC. If you have DirecTV or cable, you probably have it.
Yeah,
or you can watch it on demand online somewhere on an app.
Brockmire. Yeah, I got to check that out.
You can get it online. It's online. Hank Azaria, 53. Happy birthday to him. Renee Zellweger, I am being told that she completed Tom Cruise. Is that right? You Complete Me. That was her and Jerry Maguire. She's 48 today. Joe Buck, he's a play-by-play guy.
Was that Kenny Chesney's? No. Was that his one time?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. Let's move on.
Who did he marry?
We're moving on.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss. And it's unfortunate
But we had that on our air live. That is disgusting by Randy Moss.
Who was Joe Buck to tell us what's disgusting? Right. I didn't think it was that bad. He was mocking what the fans do to the Vikings. He didn't know that.
Right.
Randy Moss was mocking what the fans do to the Vikings team bus when they come into Green Bay, because the fans sit there and moon them, so he mooned them back. But he didn't literally moon them.
No,
he didn't pull
just
his
pretended.
Pants down. He pretended.
Yeah.
He mimed mooning, which is fine, which is called mooming. When you mime mooning, it's mooming. But Joe Buck, nowhere near as good as his dad.
No, and there's a love-hate relationship.
There is.
You either like Joe Buck or you dislike him.
He's the top guy in Fox. Whether it's football, baseball, he does golf.
He gets all the glory gigs.
He's 48. He's only 48, so he is quite accomplished. Certainly his dad being Jack Buck didn't hurt.
Right.
Didn't hurt. Opened some doors.
I would say yes.
So he's 48. The guy who played Earl is 47.
Karma. That's when I realized I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Earl.
That's a pretty good show, I
Jason thought. Lee is 47. It was a great premise where Karma, and he made a list of all these things that he had done, and he needed to make amends. He's 47.
A lot of apologies he had to make.
Yeah, that was a good cast. That was funny. That was a well-written show. It wasn't on nearly long enough.
No.
And Tim Duncan, pretty good power forward. You know, he would have been a swimmer. He would have been an Olympic swimmer had Hurricane Hugo not destroyed the only Olympic-sized pool on the island of St. Croix.
Why? I didn't know that.
He didn't play basketball until the hurricane destroyed the pool. And he goes, I'm tall. I'll try basketball.
He was
and
pretty
then
good
20
at it.
Some years later, bam.
The consummate professional, wouldn't you say, Jimmy?
San Antonio Spurs, they won some championships with that man.
Yes, they did.
Tim Duncan is 41 today. Happy birthday to him. Your turn.
All right. The gone but not forgotten list. One of your favorite composers, Tchaikovsky. There's Tchaikovsky. There's a bunch of other. There's a bunch of other.
His friends called him. His friends called him Tchaikovsky.
Yeah,
that's his friends called him Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, take it as you would. 1840. What about Marconi? Would we be on the air today?
Yeah, because Tesla would have figured it out.
I think so. I think Tesla was well on his way. But inventor Marconi, 1874, invented the wireless telegraph, which eventually gave way to radio. Hall of Fame newscaster.
Did you even try his first name? Did you say Guglielmo?
Guglielmo, yeah. Okay. I used to be able
to
say
him Googs. Then you Googs Marconi.
You get him confused with Tom Gugliotta, though.
Googly, oogly, oogly, baby. Yeah.
Hall of Fame newscaster, commentator, Edward R. Murrow. Do we have some Edward?
Yeah, I think we got some Edward here somewhere. Let's give it to us.
Situation of fear, he merely exploited it, and rather successfully. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Good night and good luck.
There it is.
Pretty good movie. Pretty good movie, Good Night and Good Luck, if you want to hear and read about the history of him and the communist, you know, what's going on with Joseph McCarthy and all that. That's a pretty big deal.
Edward R. Murrow, very much involved in that 1950 stuff there. Born on this day in 1908. She was the mother of Elvis. That makes her a celebrity parent.
She's the one who taught him how to make those fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches, pretty much. I'm pretty sure it was her recipe.
I would think so. Gladys was her first name. Gladys Presley was born on this day, 1912.
First album he recorded for her.
Yeah, it was for Mom.
Yeah. My Happiness was the name of, if I'm not mistaken. You can double check on that.
8-time Grammy Award-winning jazz singer, the first lady of jazz in many people's eyes, Ella Fitzgerald.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mommy on the way. I dropped it.
What's the name of those chicken crackers? Is it chicken and a biscuit?
Just kidding. Yeah, no, chicken and a biscuit.
I think of that whenever I hear this song.
There it is.
Or maybe Triscuits.
Triscuits. Ella Fitzgerald.
Everything comes back to food with me.
1917. For Miss Ella Fitzgerald, blues musician Albert King, 1923. And we had the first lady of jazz. We have the father of hillbilly jazz, country fiddler Vassar Clements.
I played the Circle. Will the Circle Be Unbroken yesterday on the All Request Lunch Hour? I had a request for that. That's one with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Johnny Cash, where they were all in the studio and they did it. And he was playing the fiddle.
Oh, nice.
On that version that we
played. Very nice. Vassar Clements, his name. Born on this day, 1928. Harlem Globetrotters legend, Meadowlark Lemon. The Clown Prince of basketball.
Somehow they ended up on Gilligan's Island. I still don't get that.
And they also ended up in a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah, they had their own cartoon.
Yes, they did.
On ABC, if I'm not mistaken. I seldom am.
Meadowlark was fantastic. With Curly Neal, there's some glory days of Meadowlark Lemon. We'd have to fact check when Meadowlark played. I'm sure it was through the 70s.
Yeah.
He was born on this day in 1932.
He was the master of the 60s confetti.
60s and 70s, yeah.
Master of the confetti in the bucket.
Yeah.
They were great basketball players. Michael Jordan has said that Meadowlark Lemon is probably the greatest player ever.
Wow.
Some of the shots he made, I mean, he would be outside the three-point line, no look, hook, in.
Yeah.
No video tricks, no camera tricks.
He would make those half-court hook shots, too. I mean, it was ridiculous.
The other favorite movie he had where he'd hide the ball under his jersey.
Right.
So nobody would know where it is.
Right, yeah. He was awesome.
He should have been called for 3 seconds.
Yeah, he did park for a while.
Often,
at the elbow. He was very comfortable there. Meadowlark Lemon, one of the greats. He was born on this day, 1932. And we'll do Rock and Roll Hall of Fame songwriter Jerry Lieber. If you don't know his name,
listen,
you know some of the
list.
Works. Yeah, this is pretty good. Along with his partner, Mike Stoller, they did Stand By Me. They did Kansas City, Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, and the list does go on. He was born on this day, 1933. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brittany, please save us.
Okay, so a guy wrote a biography on Fred Astaire in the 90s and said that Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers' relationship was not great and that they always had to be persuaded to work together. Wanted to do their own thing and be independent. They didn't want to be known as partners. So you were right on that. Talia Shire's character in The Godfather was Connie Corleone. Renee Zellweger was married to Kenny Chesney for 5 months. Before they annulled that.
But that was long.
They said it couldn't last.
And Meadowlark Lemon played for the Harlem Globetrotters for 22 years. He started in 1955 through 1978.
Nice.
Okay.
Very well done.
Good job, Brittany. That's some good fact-checking right there.
Through 1978.
Utilizing Google to its utmost.
Always.
And the Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate. Now, he wasn't an original member of Southern Pacific, but he joined him like in the mid-80s. They had some pretty big hits, including this one here. You remember this one?
I do.
Reno Bound. It's Stu Cook's birthday today. He's 72. Bob FM.